A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Ayin Gimbal, Baba Metzia 73b, pagination is 146. We're starting about midway on the page, maybe a little bit higher than midway, at the end of the line, Ravina Have, a story with Ravina. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Samach in Yerideya Se'if Dalid tells us that there's a concept called ribis me'ucheres, that you could have interest, ribis, that's being paid after the loan was already finished. At the time that the person is paying up, possibly even later, depending on exactly how it is presented. Afilu im halove nosen lo yoser midaito b'sha'as ha'piron shalohis na'imo, even in a case where the love is adding on money at the time of payment, which was not part of the original agreement. The original agreement was $1,000, repay $1,000. But the borrower ends up paying an extra $100. Ve'ena omer shenosan lo yosef b'shvo ribis, and he doesn't say that it's done because of ribis, oser, it's going to still be forbidden. The Ramah tells us, miu bat, im lo hayu amos b'yad derech halva, if the money that was exchanged here, the $1,000 we're discussing, was not a loan, rak derech mecher, it was part of a business deal, a purchase. The guy bought a certain thing, and now he's paying the $1,000, and he adds on a little bit, mutter. That would be permitted. So that by loans, we're more strict. That's a more straightforward interest application. But when it comes to mekach u'memkar, business, and we figured out that the payment might be for the fact that he had your money for a period of time before he actually delivered the goods. Nevertheless, if it's not articulated and it's a small amount and no one has any impression that it's because of an interest payment, then it would be permitted, which brings us to the story in our Gemara. Ravina hava yoev zuzei, Ravina would give money, livnei akra de shinvasa, to the people of the city that were by the river shinvasa, v'shavchi lei tefei kufisa, and when they finally delivered the wine which he was purchasing, they gave him a little bit extra. Also lekamei de Ravashi, he came to Ravashi, Amalei Mishari, he said, am I allowed to take it? Or is it an interest payment? Because I paid it in the beginning of the season, and then after the harvest of the grapes, and they made the wine, they give me a little bit extra. Is that because I prepaid and gave them money to work with? Amalei, he told him, in, it is permitted. Achulihu de kamachili gaboch, they are being mochelit to you. They're giving it out of their generosity, and it's not attributable to the fact that they have your money for the period of time. It's a business courtesy, and it's permitted. Rashi tells us, it's a little bit long-winded, because it seems that there a lot of meticulous calculation here to make sure that it meets the criteria before we allow such a thing. Rashi says, Kamach li gaboch, it's right across from the Gemara where we just read, Hoyo velo pasakta imohem, since you did not make that as an agreement of terms that they have to give you more, umidaitum nos nimloch, and they're giving it to you from their own desire, ve'emas kirim lomar b'schar ma'osecho, and they don't say that it's because they had your money for a period of time. Shayu Betelis Etzleinu, you couldn't use it, and they were able to use the money. So it's like, Yashakayach, thank you for giving us the money for that period of time. They don't say any of that. And therefore, Matana Ba'almahi, it's considered a gift, and you don't have to worry about it. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a synopsis of the laws of ribis called Kitzer Dine Ribis Hametsuyim, a short guide to the laws of ribis that are practical. And he writes at the end of Perek Hey, Hisna Kedin Lase Schora La'achazman, if a person made a deal that would allow for delivery of the merchandise after a period of time, because there could be ribis considerations. We want a case where it's Yotza Hashar, that you're buying it according to the going rate. But he did that. He calculated it correctly. Mutala lahosif ktsas sechora, the seller would be allowed to add on a little bit of merchandise, bishas piraon, at the time that he finally makes good on the sale. Ve'imboza is a ribis, and that's not a restriction of ribis. But again, the criteria, he's not mentioning ribis, he's not thanking him for the use of his money for the period of time, and it's only a little bit that's being added on, so that it's not something dramatic that anyone would look at it and know, wink, wink, I know why you're giving that kind of discount or extra or whatever. And in the footnote, he writes, Baba Metzia Ayin Gimel, it's based on our Gemara. Let's consider a practical case. A person pays for merchandise. He comes and he picks up what he thinks is the merchandise. Turns out, when he gets to his house, he unpacks it and he finds that some of the items, the quantity, it's missing. So he calls them up and they say they don't have it in yet and they'll have more for him next month. Finally, he comes and he picks up the final product of what he already was supposed to have picked up 2 months ago, and he paid for it then. And now, as he's picking up the last items of the deal, the seller says, thanks for your patience. It's been nice doing business with you. And he throws in an extra item, an extra widget of whatever it is that he's buying as a courtesy. According to this halacha, if it's a practical case, by all means ask a shayla. But according to this halacha, it is permitted to take that courtesy widget that's being given to you, because it's a small amount, it's being given at the end. It was not a loan application, but rather mekach u'memkar business. And it is attributable to the fact that they're giving you a normal business courtesy. Something they know you went out of your way, you came back, etc. They're giving you something, you should want to use them in the future. It is not because they had access to your money with a prepay for those 2 months until they finally did the final steps of the deal. It's not based on interest. It's based on a courtesy in the business, and they're just being nice. And because it's kitsas sechora, it would be permitted. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.